This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
I like moving around, especially by myself. You get to see a lot of people, and it's inspirational. You know, people are good, and they're kind, and they look out for each other. And I actually like people more the older I get. When I was younger, I didn't like people so much. And now, you know, you realize, oh, we're all the same, you know? You pee on your own leg more than 3 times a week. You're like, how great am I, you know? And that's another thing I don't understand about the wealth. I mean, what's the thing? What's the goal? To just get so much money, isolate yourself from everybody else? Just go from your helicopter to your island and back to your place? I mean, why? We're only here once. You got to mix it up, you know? Now, look, I'm not Pollyannish about it. I mean, there's sometimes I get around people in a crowd. I wish I had my own helicopter. Not just to fly away. I would turn it upside down and chop everyone's head off. Sometimes. But for the most part, people are cool, and they look out for each other, and it's nice, you know? And the bad part, it only takes one person who doesn't know how to act among us to ruin the good time of everyone else. Some disgusting behavior, and it ruins the good time of everybody, because they're breaking the human contract, which is very simple. You're abiding by it right now. So when we get around each other, just turn it down a notch. Don't do publicly what you like to do privately. When you're alone, it gets kind of weird. That's okay. You're an animal. There's only so long you cannot put a finger in one of your openings. That's okay. Hey, you got a job to do. They don't make tools for everything you got to get done. Fine. Right now, there's someone in here that likes filling up his pants with cheese doodles and dancing around like a pretty pony. And he's not doing it. He's fighting the urge until he gets home. And we respect you for that, sir. We thank you. And I guarantee you it's a sir. I guarantee you. These other people don't care. They think the whole world centers around them. Disgusting people. They just walk around peeing on things, farting everywhere, letting their dogs go all over your lawn, blowing their nose in the air. Have you ever been around that guy? What the hell? What goes on in your head where you think, I've got something in my nose, and the other part of your brain says, blow it out of your face now. And they're good at it, which means they practice. Awful people, disgusting people. The same people that curse in front of children, don't give up their seat for old people, don't hold the door open for women. Awful people. They're the same people that bring their own smelly-ass food on planes. They apparently think they're flying alone. And they bring the smelly-ass food that they made in their disgusting laboratory they call a kitchen. Awful. You know who these people are, by the way, because they're the ones walking through the airport carrying their own pillow from their bed. That's a psychopath. If you're a grown-up and you take your pillow out of your bedroom, you better stop at the couch and you better have the flu. You open the door and take it out into the world with you, you should be caught with a net and we should never see you again. Going on a big trip today. What's that? You're so right, pillow. You're so right. Look, I don't think there should be food on a plane at all. How about that, Chubsy? How about that? Can you survive without a sandwich? Can you do it? During the Great Depression, we ate nothing but rusty nails and dirt for years. Can you make it to Boise without a sandwich? All right, maybe I'm insensitive. Maybe you have a tapeworm that needs feeding. I don't know. I don't know what's going on inside your gut. But then, be nice. Something non-offensive. How about an apple? Maybe some trail mix. This last flight it was on, a guy broke out a tuna fish and dead skunk-ass sandwich. I don't know what part of Whole Foods has that, but this guy found it, chopped it up with tuna and mayo, and put it on rye. And he waited till the doors were shut, and we're at 10,000 feet. He released this stink bomb like it was a planned attack. You ever smell something so bad that you just get confused? Your head snaps back, you make little circles with your hands, just blurt something out. Roosevelt! Just keep breathing out. Just breathe out, out. It's too late, I breathed in. It's in me, I breathed in. I messed up, it's in me, I can taste it. I can taste it. People were opening their air vents just to get air from somewhere else. Oh, oh. I don't care if it's from the engine. Oh. People were putting their faces in strangers' armpits for relief. You know what kills me about those situations? All the good people, the social tension of all the nice, cool people. How many other people are on the flight? 200, 300 people? So nice, so kind. They don't even complain. They just sit there and suffer in silence. You've never been in that situation, have a guy pop up at the back. Are you kidding me? No, honey, let me go. This has to be said. 7 o'clock in the morning, skunk ass, screw you! Oh, I'm the bad guy. All right, all right. Never. The most you get it, people just roll their eyes and whisper. Ooh, pee you, he smells. I think it's skunk ass. I would never do that. That's terrible.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volkweiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindbergh. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.